Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
It's one of my favorite songs right here. Got it in my iPod. What did you think of CJ Stroud wearing a Mariners hat to the game?
Like, to me, the whole thing is, I don't care what you wear. And I think a lot of people forget this in the fact that, like, this is not the first time this kind of thing happens. But from CJ's perspective, you're the quarterback of the football team in a football-crazy city and state where it's going to be noticed. You know going into it, you're going to be called out for it, or at least you should have the common sense to figure that part of it out. So just don't do it. Like, you can support whoever you want to support. Do whatever you do. And I go back to, like, Jabari Smith of recent athletes in this town. Jabari Smith is a massive Atlanta Braves fan. When the Astros Braves were in the World Series, he wore a Braves hat. He doesn't hide it. He sat in Tillman seats with a Braves hat on. Like, this isn't the first time this kind of thing happens, but on the flip side, as soon as J.J. Watt became a Houston Texan, J.J. was wearing Astros gear and Rockets gear and sitting courtside in Rockets tank tops. It's like, it's just, to me, it's just a common sense thing to avoid all of this kind of stuff. Just don't do it. I mean, you can wear whatever you want. I just think that from a common sense perspective, as a guy that's that in the spotlight, I just wouldn't have done it.
So you didn't like that he did it?
I didn't care that he did it one way or the other. I just knew that the firestorm was coming the minute that I saw the first tweet, or the Texans put it out first, that, you know, just showed that he was walking in the building, and then you saw the comments right away. Is that a Mariners hat? And I was like, oh, God, like, now we're going to deal with this for a couple days.
My mind immediately went to J.J. Watt whenever I saw it. I think I tweeted it, too. I was like, J.J. Watt's football days are rolling over in his grave. Like, he would have never done it. I really don't care that he did it. Like, go throw touchdown passes, lead the team, do the playoffs, win a Super Bowl. Not an issue. I do agree a little bit with your point, though, but it does feel like it lacks feel. Like, did he know he was going to get criticism and just didn't care and did it? Or did he not realize the scope of it? I actually hope that it was number one. If it was number one, it's like, okay, well, he does have feel, and he knew that he was going to get criticized for it. He just doesn't care. Mm-hmm. I would prefer that. There's no way of really knowing this. I know we'll play it here in a little bit. I do subscribe to the theory, because there's a lot of people saying this, throwing this out there, that the reason that he did it was to honor Nipsey Hussle.
I investigated it, yeah.
What'd you learn?
Yeah, so a couple of followers of mine that have been loyal listeners to the show with knowledge of it, I just asked. I was like, give me the background on the Nipsey Hussle side of things, and tell me what I don't know about how that Mariners hat coincides with Nipsey Hussle. And he basically said, Daniel, got back to me, and he was just like, look, that's a street that, he said, it represents the Crip gangs, rolling 60s. It's a street in Slauson, California, that's associated with Nipsey Hussle. And to me, again, because CJ's an LA kid, you would understand that they were, I guess recently it was the anniversary of Nipsey Hussle or something that
it was, birthday was on the 15th. Okay. I think.
So if you just wanted to, you could have just brushed it under the rug by saying that. I'm supporting my guy. Well, I'm an L.A. guy.
That comes with a little bit of controversy.
Comes with baggage.
See, that's
but
why.
But Harden and Westbrook and so many people were Nipsey guys.
I don't think he wanted to sit there and explain to a room full of reporters why he was paying homage to Nipsey Hussle, who was murdered and had gang affiliation. Like, that is my thought.
With the Texans logo behind
right,
him.
Right. Yeah. I think that he was paying homage to Nipsey Hussle, who was an L.A. guy, who had roots in Seattle even, which, you know, that's why he was wearing a Mariners hat, I think, but didn't want to sit there and, like, well, why are you wearing a Mariner hat? Be like, well, I love Nipsey Hussle. Like, I just don't think that he wanted to go there. I actually think that he was wearing the Seattle hat to pay homage to Nipsey Hussle, but then didn't want to discuss it afterwards. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
It's certainly possible, but I think, like, the three of us are not a part of this, but there are certain people, I mean, I went to school with people like this, I've worked with people like this, that they wear team logos and team hats and team outfits that match the rest of their outfit.
Correct.
And there's nothing behind it other than they like the way it looks and it fits the rest of their outfit. So I think there's certainly possible it could be that.
I mean, he's wearing a black hoodie. Like, come on. Like, I agree with that logic and that theory, but I don't think with a black hoodie that he's like, let me get this Seattle hat to pay, like to fill out the fit.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a stretch, but I mean, I think there's some people that just don't realize that that's the whole thing. The other part of this, like, because I've heard people get bound and say, oh, I should be supporting the Astros. He's a kid from L.A. who went to college in Ohio. He's been here for 2 years. Like, I mean, like, what? Why do we care if C.J. Stroud's an Astros fan? Go throw touchdowns.
But well, here's the other thing. We know he's from L.A. He's worn Dodger hats
before. Yeah, he's a Dodgers fan.
He stirred it up with the whole Houston, when he was, they were talking about what he likes and dislikes, and he gave the California or the LA women props over Houston women. That was a whole thing because everything gets magnified with CJ Stroud, but we know his roots are LA.
Yeah. To counterpoint your point, and again, I don't really care. I don't care that the Texans quarterback is wearing a Mariners hat.
Same.
Go win games. Like, I get that they're like temporary citizens. Like, do we think CJ Stroud's going to live here forever? Maybe. But he hasn't lived here up until a few years ago and has an entire history of life where he has things and people that he wants to honor and represent and be a fan of, blah, 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 blah. The counter to your point, though, is that your biggest group of fans, there's two. He probably has two biggest groups of fans. One's probably Ohio State fans and the other are Texans fans. So by wearing a Seattle hat, he is, if we think it's knowingly, we don't know if it's knowingly, he is irritating and kind of triggering an entire fan base of Texans fans that love him, adore him, and he's kind of, you know, poking them a little bit in the ribs with it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree in the sense that if I was CJ, I wouldn't do it for that exact reason. Like J.J. Watt, I'd be thinking about branding. I'd be thinking about sponsorship dollars. I'd be thinking about getting trying to people to buy my products, and I don't want to needle those people who I'm trying to sell stuff to. But I don't think CJ wore a Mariners hat as a shot at Astros fans. He's not a Mariners fan. It might have been for the fit. It might have been for Nipsey Hussle. And look, he's not from here. So why would we expect him to be an Astros fan?
Yeah, I don't think that he wore it to irritate Texans fans either. The only thing that I would be wondering about is if he didn't lack the feel of knowing what that hat was going to do.
You know? Yeah, that's where I'm
at.
Like,
that.
You have to. You might not be, because you're in the middle of your start of your season, you might not be following the standings every day, but you have the wherewithal to understand that's the biggest Astros rival right now.
I hope he doesn't know that. I hope he's so locked into ball.
I don't believe that
he wouldn't know that. Like, I mean, honestly, not seriously. Like, I hope he has no idea what the current standings are for in the AL West.
I don't think it's a lock that he would know that.
Not the current standings, but you got to know that. Regardless of what the current standings are, you know, over the last several years, the biggest rival, well, the Rangers too, but
yeah, exactly, how
would,
the
but,
Rangers.
But why would he know that?
Because you live in Houston, you watch SportsCenter, you know, watch the local news.
There's a lot of reaches there. There's some reaches that you're making some assumptions that he does all of those things. I don't watch SportsCenter. And I host a daily sports show every single day.
Take SportsCenter back and just say he keeps up with sports, current sports.
We don't know that.
I
don't know that.
I think he's made enough comments over the years about baseball, about the Dodgers, about the Astros.
That's surface level. That's not like I know they're in a heated race with Seattle. Like, he definitely knows basketball. No doubt about that. But I've never heard him say anything about baseball where I'm like, yeah, he's got this. Like, he pays attention every single day. He's looking at the standings every single day. He's listening to the Killer Bees to see what they had to say about Cam Smith. Like, I don't know that to be true.
He's made mentions of following the Dodgers. He's made mentions of the Dodgers from time to time into the season. But at the same time, he knows enough about – he knows the division alignments, I'm sure.
How would we know that?
Well, how do you know you're right that he doesn't?
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying it's unknown.
But I just think that as much as he's in touch with, and you mentioned he's in touch with basketball, he's admitted he was a Lakers fan when he sits courtside for the Lakers games when they play the Rockets. But, you know, he's also quick to compliment the young team that the Rockets have and give Jalen his props last year.
Basketball.
Things like that. But I just think that's part of, he knows football, he knows basketball. I think he follows baseball, maybe not as close. I don't know, right? You're right, I don't know. But it just seems like someone that's in tune with a sport outside of football like basketball. I would think that he maybe doesn't follow it as closely in baseball, but he knows who the rivals are. He knows the divisions.
I'm just saying that's a leap. He might not. I think it's a leap to jump to that conclusion and be like, he knows all of the division, every single division in baseball, and not even every single division. He knows the four teams in the AL West. I have no idea. I have no clue. I am confident saying he knows a lot about basketball because he's gone into great detail about who players that he likes and who's playing well. And, yeah, he's gone to a lot of basketball games. He's been at a baseball game. Astros had him out there to throw first pitch. But that doesn't mean you know everybody in the division. Texter, he's the quarterback at the fourth largest city, Branham. Quit making excuses for him. Okay. I'm not really making an excuse, I don't think. I'm saying we don't know what he's into. Like, we don't know how much of a baseball guy he is.
Okay.
We don't really have that understanding. Like, we don't, like, and look, maybe he does and he did it on purpose. I have no idea.
I don't recall off the top of my head whether he was at the games or not during the Mariners series in the playoffs, but he was in town. You have to at least remember that stuff to realize playoff baseball, everybody pays attention. To know
that's
that
not
they're
true.
Playing.
Wait, but that series was
true.
In 2022.
You pay attention.
He wasn't
we pay
here
attention.
Yet.
Our demographic pays attention, but not everybody pays attention.
Okay. He wasn't here yet. I mean, that playoff series was in 2022. He wasn't drafted until April 23.
Okay. I just think he pays enough attention to national sports like baseball playoffs. Even if you're just a Dodgers fan, but you're watching what happens in the playoffs, I think that he would know that who the Astros were playing.
I think it's a leap. Texter, if CJ wore an A's hat, does he get the same flack? No.
No one cares. No, one cares about the A's.
Texter, anyone who has lived here for more than 1 year has mild interest in baseball, check standings, and know we're in the same division. See, I think I think you're overestimating football players. Like, I don't think if you went into the Texans locker room today, there's, 90 players there? 91 because they have the international guy. So there's probably roughly, let's just call it 100 players. There's 100 football players right now for the Texans. If you walked into that room and you said, give me the four teams in the Astros division, what percentage of those players would get it right?
What they have to get all the teams in the division?
Yeah.
Probably 60%.
Ooh, I think it's 20.
I was going to say 30.
I think that you're overestimating. I mean, clearly I think you're overestimating. I think you're overestimating, one, the amount of football players who are baseball fans. And then in addition to that, keep up with it at all.
First of all, regardless of the gambling aspect, I think players pay attention to all kinds of major sports and sporting events. I think that I have friends that through the years have been in the NFL locker rooms that let me know they're watching playoffs. They're watching baseball games. Some are watching Astros games. Some are, but they're in tune with a lot of the baseball, especially playoff time. But I think that a lot of guys that played sports growing up weren't just hyper-focused with blinders on just football. So I think that there are a lot of guys in that locker room that I'm not going to sell short, that I think know baseball enough to know teams and rivals and divisions.
I mean, that's our impasse. Like, we agree to disagree. I don't know how the gambling aspect comes into play.
Well, but I think that a lot of times, we talked about guys at their facilities got suspended because they were betting on sports. They were betting on other sports.
When were they ever baseball? Sports.
What?
When were they baseball?
We don't know that it was. I mean, I don't know.
What they were. Okay, Calvin Ridley was betting props on the NFL and college football, right? Who are the other guys who got suspended? Jeremy.
But if they're gambling on sports, then they're watching sports. So it wasn't the time of year to be getting. I don't know what they were betting on. And if it wasn't the time of year to be betting on baseball. But look, I know guys. Look, Charles Barkley's a massive gambler. Charles Barkley, he knows all the sports. He's everything from college football to baseball to hockey to all those things. There's guys that when they're sports fans, they pay attention to all sports. Some bet on them, some don't, but they know.
Texter's asking, how many teams can you name in hockey?
How many teams can I name in hockey?
Yeah, like name me a division in hockey.
How many teams or how many divisions?
Name me any division in hockey and get the teams in the division right.
I don't know how they do the divisions in hockey.
I think you are equivalent to NHL divisions than what NFL players are.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think most people in this country follow hockey like that.
I don't think NFL players follow baseball like that.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Right.
And my opinion is that they do. They know baseball enough. They follow the three major sports, and they follow college sports.
I think you're taking for granted, though, that young NFL players in their early 20s treat baseball as the third major sport. I think there's a certain like group of sports fans that really only follow football and basketball.
I agree.
You can create a niche no matter how what you want to say that. I don't know how all of a sudden that you're going to exclude baseball from the big three and say, well, they know the NBA and they know the NFL.
I mean, look at the baseball demographic. Like, if we really want to get to the brass tacks of this, what is the baseball demographic?
There's a good deal of African-American players in baseball these days.
That doesn't answer what the demographics are. That the viewing people that are watching baseball, what are the demographics?
I think you can go in the past about, and if you want to push the whole dynamic that it's a white sport. But I think that nowadays things have changed enough that there is a different dynamic that still keeps up and follows with baseball.
In 2024, 61% were male, so that would help here. 39% were female. The majority of baseball MLB fans are Caucasian, 69%, with a significant Hispanic fan base around 19%.
Okay.
I don't think that NFL players are watching baseball like you
Great,
think.
And I think that they are.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Should C.J. Stroud be wearing a Mariners hat? 713-780-3776. We'll hear from C.J. Stroud when we come back. Also, what are the most anti-Houston things Houston athletes have done? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN, 97.5, ESPN, 92.5.
ESPN, 97.5. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Texter says, put me in coach?
Yeah, that's it. Play center field.
John Fogerty.
Suggesting that African-Americans don't have a sense of what's going on in baseball because they don't play is an insulting take. That's not what I was saying. I'm saying people that don't pay attention to baseball have no idea what's happening in baseball. And the viewing demographics is what I was referring to, not the playing graphics. So you just didn't understand. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Carrie, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Carrie?
Hey there. I've been listening to you guys talk about this, and I heard about the issue when it first happened. And I don't know, maybe I'm strange, but to me, this is a non-issue. C.J. Stroud is an employee of and representative of the Houston Texans, and maybe if you want to stretch that out as a representative of the city of Houston, but I don't believe that obligates him to be a fan of or to market any other Houston team. And whether he chooses to wear the M's cap or the Astros cap should be his own personal choice. And it shouldn't make a bit of difference to anybody else. That's just what I think.
Appreciate it, Kerry.
Thanks, Kerry. I mean, I think the gist of it is that CJ can do it everywhere. I just think it, from the standpoint of just knowing what kind of firestorm you could possibly create, maybe he wanted to do it. I don't think that he did, but I think that, you know, from my perspective, I know guys that follow baseball. Travis Johnson loves baseball. Wade Smith loves baseball. I mean, I know these guys.
Let's call up Wade Smith, see if he can answer all four teams in the division. Let's call up Travis Johnson, see if he can do it.
Okay, that's fine. You can challenge me all you want. I know Travis loves baseball.
I'm not saying he doesn't love baseball.
He's a massive Dodger fan.
Never said either.
But I know that
to either of those things.
I know that he knows baseball.
I'm curious if he knows all four teams in the AL West.
Okay, cool.
All right, 713-780-ESP at HRMP listener line. I agree to your point, Kerry, really. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care that C.J. Stroud was wearing a Seattle hat. I wonder if he knew it, or I wonder if he lacked the feel of knowing that it would agitate a lot of Houston sports fans. And you're right, he is the representative of the Texans. Now, being a representative of the Texans, your fandom are Houston Texans fans, and a large majority of Houston Texans fans like the Astros. So that could be kind of the needling in a little bit. But I agree with you. Like, I really don't care. Go win games. Texter, it's actually Israel. These young brothers are not into baseball like that, says Israel. Anyone know if Houston sports fan J.J. Watt had a quote tweet? No, he didn't have a quote tweet. All four teams in the AOS. My bad, all five teams in the AOS. You knew what I meant. What does knowing the teams in the division prove exactly? Because he's wearing a division rival. And it came up in the conversation. Let's see. Are you texting him?
I'm going to text Travis.
If you're the quarterback, you need awareness. He could Google it, though. It's got to be an impromptu question.
Okay.
It does. You can't text a question. You'd have time to look it up.
I'd be leading the witness.
Absolutely. Okay. That's not a proper way to ask that question.
Didn't ask it yet, guys. I'll wait. I'll ask it.
Why are you getting so upset?
Because it's just like the way you guys go about this.
Disagreeing with you. Like, you disagree with me all the time.
Right.
So I don't get upset, though.
It's not upset. It's like frustrating. It's like because it's like you have to be right about it.
I don't have to be right. I said it's unknown. I'm not saying I'm right. Okay. I'm just arguing my side of it.
I know enough guys that they grew up too. So when they grew up in the cities they grew up in, they know that whatever city they grew up in, they knew who the baseball team was. They knew who their rivals were growing up, whether it's a guy from here or not. I mean, Andre Johnson back in the day was a Marlins fan when they were in the playoffs because he's from Miami. Keenan McCardell and Jalen Hurts grew up in Houston. They're Astros fans, so they knew who the Astros rivals were. They knew who they were playing. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way of really knowing this. Like, it's all subjective unless we actually did the exercise of it. Breon and Humble, who came and said hello to us at Brick House on Friday. Good to see you then, Breon. Good to hear from you now. As long as CJ doesn't come out in a Ward jersey and a Titan hat, it's all good for me, win games. That's where I mostly stand. I just wonder if he knew what he was doing. And I wonder why he wore Seattle. Was it for the fit? I've heard that theory. I mean, he's wearing a black hoodie. Maybe it was for the fit. My theory... And look, it wasn't my original theory. Like, somebody suggested this to me, and I'm believing their theory. I do think it was to pay homage to Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle grew up in L.A., was from the Crenshaw neighborhood. Stroud is an L.A. guy. He loves the West Coast, which is where he's from. Like, he's loyal to the soil. Nipsey Hussle had some ties to Seattle. He did a bunch of stuff in Seattle. That's what I think he was doing. And I don't think he cared about the backlash because of it. 713-780-ESPN.
The correlation with Nipsey Hussle and the Mariners hat is the gang affiliation in the street from where he's from.
I thought he was from L.A.
There's a street in I'll have to look up the street again, but as it was explained to me, that's part of the gang, and then the affiliation is the S, which stands for the city they're from and the street that it was on.
I know that
the Roland 60s.
I know he rapped a lot with Seattle jerseys on and hats, and I'm not the expert on this, obviously. Google says Nipsey Hussle had strong ties to Seattle through his friendship with Antoine Fellows, who served as a security and barber. Fellows described Seattle as one of Nipsey's friends, but he would do a lot of charity work there. Nipsey's focus on community development in his own L.A. neighborhood also resonated with Seattle residents who drew parallels between his work and the changes happening in their own central district. So there were ties to Seattle. I think it was an homage to him, but there's no idea.
And Daniel said that the hat represented the Crip gang and the Roland 60s and the street in Slauson, California.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be why he wouldn't want to sit there and go into specifics with mostly boring reporters there. Now, there's a lot of reporters there that would have totally understood. All right, let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Pierce, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Pierce?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, check this out. I'm from Galveston. I've been in Houston since 2003. I have no idea who's in the division. I have no idea who the Astros rivals are for, who they are. So I think that's not true, bro. I mean, I'm like a casual baseball guy. I'll look at the highlights. If you put like five Astros players in a lineup, I couldn't tell you who's who, except for Altuve. And that's all I got.
Appreciate it, Pierce. It's only one person's answer, but I think there are a lot of casual baseball fans. Not that there's anything wrong with that. They kind of like they'll put the game on. They're not dialed into 162. I don't think they're looking at the standings every day. When it's on, they'll watch it. Whenever they go out to eat and it's on, they're going to watch it. But I personally, in my opinion, don't think as many people are dialed in to Major League Baseball, especially from NFL players, then what's your say? But that's our impasse. That's our disagreement. And the only way to really know the answer to this would be to go out there and ask him.
Yeah, because I think that he knows Dodger baseball. He knows when the Dodgers are in the playoffs. He knows who the Dodgers are playing. He knows that the Giants.
Dude, does he? Like, what has he done to make you know that he knows who the Dodgers are playing, though?
Because I believe he's been questioned about it before and mentioned.
He was asked, who are the Dodgers playing tonight?
In the World Series or the playoffs. Different. Okay, Jeremy, but everybody in L.A., whether you're a casual or not, knows that the Dodgers' two biggest rivals are the Giants and the Padres.
Okay.
So I would think he would know that.
Well, I mean, he grew up in L.A. He was there his whole life. It's a little different growing up somewhere and being there for 17 years as opposed to being here for three, especially if you don't love baseball. Like, if you're not watching it every day. Plus, he's an athlete who's, like, trying to be great at his craft. Like, if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you're probably not watching tons of other sports.
But you don't. Okay. And then from a business perspective, you're going to a new city basically as part of, like, your quick learning curve on the city you go to, whether it's your agent or your marketing person or whatever. And we talked about it with J.J. Watt, how he played it to a fiddle. He played it like a tee, the way he did everything here to kind of endear himself with the teams he supported and what he did. You would think there's a crash course somewhere to know who their teams are, and then – as you're in the city, you'll be at least somewhat in touch with who they're playing.
I think you're cherry-picking a few examples, though. Like, how many players, again, 100 players in the Texans locker room are doing – like, and Stroud's a little different because he's, like, the franchise quarterback versus, like, bubble roster guy. So it's a little bit different. But how many players out of the 100 are doing a crash course on A, Houston, B, Houston sports?
How much – I think, and like you guys said, I think for sure Houston sports, they're in touch with the Rockets and the Rocket season. And there's been plenty of guys that have been interviewed during Rocket season about Rockets, what they're doing, who they're playing, things like that. You see them at the games. You see a lot of the guys that go to the games. Some are season ticket holders to the games. So Andre Johnson was a longtime season ticket holder.
You think Brady knew about the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Text or ask?
I do.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I have no clue. I really don't. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP, listener line. Here's a little bit of what C.J. Stroud had to say the other day. Stroud was asked after the game about the hat. Stroud giving his answer on why he wore the Seattle hat.
Yeah, I mean, I love hats. Like, I wear hats all the time. I probably have every team, but I support, you know, the Astros and the Dodgers because I'm from L.A. and love, you know, it's kind of contradicting, but I still love the Astros, but it's all good. I understand, but... It's all about the swag, baby. I'm just kidding.
So that was his answer about why he wore the Seattle hat. Which there's a lot of folks that think that was the reason he was wearing it. There's a collection of people that think it was an honor to Nipsey Hussle. There's other people like, yeah, just whatever, he's throwing a hat.
He does
Hussle
say that he owns every hat. Now he could be lying.
He also said he loves the Dodgers.
Well, everybody knows he loves the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that was ever up for debate.
What I mean, I don't understand the point you're trying to make there is my thing.
So if he loves the Dodgers, he follows baseball enough to know teams.
Just because you love the Dodgers because you grew up in LA for 17 years doesn't mean you know the divisions in baseball.
I didn't say the divisions. You know teams.
That was the genesis of this entire argument, knowing the division rivals of the Astros.
Because if you go to another city, Jeremy, with teams, you're going to eventually, being in the city long enough, you're going to figure out who they're playing, if they're in the playoffs. That locker room
I don't know why the playoffs matters either. Like, wasn't the genesis the division rivals? Was it or not? I thought that's what the basis of the conversation
was. It was a wide scope of what we were covering, knowing teams, knowing baseball, watching baseball. How many guys in the locker room know baseball teams and know baseball or even care about baseball as opposed to the basketball and the football?
And it all started from, does C.J.
Okay,
Stroud?
Jeremy, that's where it derived from. Right, but then it expanded.
If you can't handle a little give and take,
because it expanded.
God,
I can't respond like you do.
You can.
You get hyper-defensive and can't be wrong. All I'm doing is fighting the other side.
Sure, that's fine. I admire that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But just criticizing me for the way I'm doing it.
Because you're getting very sensitive and upset because somebody has a counterpoint.
I'm defending the other side of it. Like you're saying you're just
defending it and getting huffy puffy are two totally different things.
Oh, yeah, that's huffy puffy, Jeremy. You know. Okay.
It seems a little huffy puffy.
Okay, Dr. Phil, carry on. The listeners have had enough.
I don't know if they have. The text line's on fire. I think they enjoy this.
Okay.
You would think his agent might clue him into things that might tick Houston fans off. I could see that thing, too. Like, hey, you have somebody in your team that, hey, maybe the Seattle Mariners hat because they're in your division and you're in a race. Maybe you don't put that on.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I also think that whether it's his agent or not, he's got to not have enough people around him that tip him off to something like that.
Text her.
Or ask him, like, flat out, are you really wearing that hat today, bro?
Yeah. Is this a real fight? I don't know. here was C.J. Stroud. He was mic'd up the other day, C.J. Stroud was. And he was he confirmed, I think, that he is a West Coast baby.
All right, Justin, man, we get all this South music. I love the South, but I'm a West baby, man.
He's talked about, you mentioned this earlier, he likes the he likes Californian women over Texans women, Texas women, too. Texter, most athletes follow sports in general. It depends. Some people don't like sports at all. Like, it's case by case. Let's see. What else do we have on the HRMP listener line? I'm not reading that one. We're not going to question C.J. Stroud's intelligence. Come on now. 713-780-ESPN. Texter, in this case, there are two different types of fandom you're talking about. While Stroud is a perfect example, Jalen Hurts had an Astros hat on, I believe, when they were playing the Phillies in the World Series. So there's a hometown type of fandom and local culture fandom. I remember that, too. You think Jalen Hurts knows the Philadelphia Phillies division rivals?
Yep.
Before or after Manfred changes it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Jeremy, you're so iodotized, idiotized. You're so idiotized. I don't know what that word means. But maybe that's – Texter says CJ doesn't know baseball. I think he has a surface level. I agree with that. But I don't know how diehard he is, CJ Stroud.
I think there's a difference between diehard – and at least knowing teams and knowing baseball teams.
So what other examples of Houston athletes, like intentionally or unintentionally, ticking off Houston are there? What are the most anti-Houston things Houston athletes have done? One texter said that Garrett Cole wearing the, I guess it was a Boris Agency hat, immediately after the World Series as a representative of myself. That made everybody mad. Carlos G on the Twitter says, I think Arian Foster wore Brewers gear to the dike. Is that true?
He was at a Brewer game last week. There is an association there of some degree, and I don't know. But he wore Brewers gear to an Astros game last week, and the week prior he was at American Family Field for a Brewers game.
Is it different post playing career?
I don't think it's obviously not magnified as much or publicized as much, but I think players are more likely to let their hair down, so to speak, and just support the teams they love, regardless of playing the game for the city they're in.
I think it's a little different once you retire, because you're not like representing the city anymore. And again, I don't have an issue.
It's also a different division. Like, if this was 20 years ago when the Brewers were in the Astros division, then maybe that changes a little bit. But
yeah, a little bit. Texture, I love pro surfing, but I only know one professional surfer, and that's Mick Fanning, who got attacked by a shark on live TV during a contest. Do you know anything about that?
No.
CJ wore that hat because it was Nipsey Hussle's birthday, and that team is where he was from. Paying a tribute, not a big deal. I believe that theory. It can't be confirmed or denied. Nipsey was from L.A. but was big in Seattle, and he liked Nipsey. People up north might assume we know ice hockey divisions. Westbrook wearing a Lakers jersey on the Rockets bench was ridiculous. Who cares if Kobe died? Come on. That's a little different. I mean, he's Kobe.
Yeah, it's a little. I mean, the pay tribute to a fallen brother. That's way different.
But Russ was super supportive of everything with Nipsey when he was killed, and then after that.
Can we just let athletes have favorite teams and move on? Yeah, Seattle's not his favorite team though. Putting that out there. Jasper says, "Please don't argue. I don't want to have to listen to one of you every other week." That's well done, Jasper. I'm not reading that text. Arian did it to be a contrarian. Knowing him as we do, is it really surprising? I don't know the story behind him.
Yeah, I don't either. There is a connection with him and the Brewers. I don't know exactly what it is.
Can you think of any anti-Houston things that Houston athletes have done? I mean, demanding a trade would be like one of them, but I feel like that's a cop-out.
I think the Harden thing, though, is the one where it's magnified the most because – you know, he kept saying how much he loved it here, but then the organization kept bending over backwards to every one of his requests for every time he wanted somebody else. And then the minute that he didn't think that they had a chance to compete for a championship, he just turned his back on him and said, I want out.
Yeah. I mean, demanding trades up there. I mean, moving the team, but I feel like those are cop-outs, though. Like, I want one that, like, a player is here. Like, he's not demanding a trade. He doesn't want out. He is here and does an anti-Houston thing. The ones that I can think of are whenever they ask players or coaches or whoever, like, which barbecue's better, and they don't answer Texas barbecue. I get triggered by that one a little bit. One, because know where you are. Two, you got bad taste in food.
Yeah, there's definitely a few of those out there. And I'm also remembering ones of guys who like hated Tex-Mex, but I'm struggling to remember
that.
Like,
was Dalton Schultz.
Struggling to remember recently. The specifics.
That's anti-Houston, too. He says he doesn't like Tex-Mex. Yeah, he doesn't need Tex-Mex. That's very anti-Houston.
Wasn't there someone besides him?
Maybe.
I thought there was a couple that said they didn't like Tex-Mex and then tried to backtrack to, haven't tried it. It's like, well, come on, then. How do you know?
I don't think Agent has anything to do with it. He's not calling his agent to ask what hat he should wear. Yeah, Agent's probably not the guy. But maybe, like, his team. Like, if he has a PR guy or just somebody he hangs out with. But maybe that person he hangs out with doesn't know baseball.
See, the problem is when he gets up in the morning and leaves to the stadium, probably the only contact he gets with the PR guy is after he's already done the walkthrough that they videoed and put on social media.
Ed Reed's time in Houston was pretty anti-Houston. Fair. Not really what I'm talking about. Chandler Parsons talking trash about Houston after he left. But he was already gone.
That was a good one, though.
He was already gone, though. Like, I'm thinking, like, while they're here. This one, this texture brings up a good one. Charles insulting the beautiful beaches of Galveston, Texas was insulting. Because they had camp there back then, right?
Yes, we did.
Yep. That's, come on, Charles.
The brown waters of Galveston.
I mean, he ain't wrong, though.
For most of you.
It's still insulting.
Time when a day or two when it turns blue.
The city.
It's a short window.
If y'all divorce, who gets BMAC? You can have him.
No, you got him. He's yours. He loves you.
Oh my goodness. Here we go.
So I can't make that comment and then you react like that.
I didn't
that.
Say you couldn't make it.
Oh yeah, but oh boy, is he getting emotional again? He's in his feels. I figured it out.
Also,
look at me.
Also didn't say that.
No, you act like it.
No, I think BMAC's always on my side, but I think he's right down the middle, but it goes to show your sensitivity.
No, it just shows that if I say it, that you guys get all sensitive about it. But regardless of it, you guys have your bits that you keep from me that you don't even bring up to me, you're going to get me, or you're going to try and embarrass me on the air with.
What bits?
And then here you go, Jeremy.
Brought it up, and I can't ask.
I don't sit there and write them all down, but there have been plenty where you just decide you guys plan on the side you're going to bring this up to see how I react, so I can get embarrassed on the air.
So you're going to make an accusation like that, and then have no evidence about it, and then whenever I bring that up, you get pouty about it.
I get pouty. Okay, tough guy. You know pouty. Look, you can handle it too.
It's crazy to me that you bring up an accusation like an an accusation like that, and then when I ask you about the accusation, you get ticked off. I asked you about the accusation, and now you're in disbelief. I think it's a fair question.
No, I'll think back to some of the ones that you guys have done on me. That's cool.
Okay, yeah, I would like to know because I don't think we've done that.
I don't think I've ever tried to embarrass you.
Yeah.
No, but you try to do a bit that I don't know anything about and then just bring it up on the show so that I can be the dumbass that didn't know what you guys were talking about.
I would like to know that bit because I have zero recollection of that. And that's why I'm asking, because I really have zero recollection of that. And having an accusation like that is pretty damning. So I think I have the right to ask, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Is what you're referencing something that we didn't put on the rundown?
No, that either like a sound you were going to play or a certain theme song or something like that, or something that leads into something that was a bit that you guys had concocted. I knew nothing about. Then I sat there like a dumbass on the air.
Every theme song we've played has been on the rundown.
Okay, Jeremy.
You can't get ticked off whenever you make a claim like that and we counterpoint.
I just said, so for the sake of the listeners, they don't have to deal with this anymore.
Well, now you're just saying things so we can go to break without you actually addressing what you brought up.
My God, man.
And then you're getting offended because I'm asking
counterpoints. No, because you just keep on dragging it out. You can't move on. Because
you just throw blanket statements out there that have zero credence. And then when I ask to provide any credence, you can't do it.
God, Jeremy, you are so right.
And then I get gaslit.
You can't just move on. God.
If you would answer the question,
I'd be gone. You are the strongest, toughest, smartest, rightest man behind a microphone.
I'm being gaslit right now.
Good. Then light it up, baby. And burn it.
Early car wreck nomination, Blanker's Gaslighting. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Car wrecks of the day. Coming up next, it's the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. They're transparent. They're not going to hassle you with pricing, and you're going to get your car shopping done fast. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years. years, and they've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and these families keep coming back because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel, friendly atmosphere, they hire great people, so the culture is fantastic. Labor Day is just around the corner, but it's not too early to get your Labor Day savings at Monument Chevrolet, so get that now. A monumental savings, too. Employee pricing plus deep discounts on popular models such as the Chevy Silverado 1500, the EV Blazer, and more. Speaking about the Silverado, 0% financing for 36 months right now on the tried and true Chevy Silverado. That's on top of pre-Labor Day employee pricing. This is your excuse to finally upgrade the truck you deserve. Seize the day! Get a fair deal, a fast deal, an easy deal without wasting your time and aggravating stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Visit them online at monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or better yet, just go visit them in person at 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Coming up next, the last call with Joe George. Keep it here, 6 to 7. Joe George with the last call. Just you, Joe. We had a Joe George cameo earlier, a little drive-by, a little run-in from Joe George. Car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. Car wrecks of the day, Blankers, what you got?
Got a couple. I got Kyle Tucker of Joe George's Cubs. I mentioned it earlier, but when you're slumping and you're scuffling and you're already getting the ire of your fan base and you don't run out a ground ball, it's probably not going to go over too well. As he got booed pretty hard and was criticized pretty badly after the game.
Is it just me, but him running out the ground ball was very worthless? Like, it was a routine play to first. We had like 5 feet to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always magnified by the fact that they're already got him in their crosshairs.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely, it's magnified. Like, I think they're booing him more because of the struggles than him actually running it out there. Like, running it out was their gateway to boo him because of the slump.
Yeah, I think their expectation is, especially if you're scuffling, you're trying to do everything to get a base hit, so you should have just busted it out of the box.
Yeah. Next?
Yeah, it feels like people only care about that if you're going bad. Like if he was in a streak of a month where he's hitting 400, I don't think anyone says anything about it.
If he was playing well, the Cubs were playing well. He hits a routine grounder first and does the same exact thing. No one bats.
Yeah,
an eye.
If they're in first place and he's hitting 400 over no one bats an eye.
Nope.
But it's like, but you say that, but if where it's really magnified is if you do that. And then the guy at first base bobbles the ball.
That's a factor, too.
Fair. Yeah.
If he bobbles it and you're not – like, Correa did that the other day.
I was just going to say, was it yesterday?
Maybe.
It was Holiday or one of the two infielders that bobbled it, and then it was a really bang-bang play at first base. I thought they might have even reviewed it, but Correa was basically just slow-rolling it to first.
Yeah, he dogged it out of the box and then busted it once he realized it was dropped. But, again, I don't need Correa 162 games a year busting it down to first on routine ground balls. He's going to pull something. I don't want him to do that. All right, what's that?
The other one, Monica McNutt, hosting and filling in on ESPN on, I think it was First Take. Was his name Drewski?
Drewski
wears the Barry Sanders jersey. She doesn't know the jersey or that it's that she thinks it's for Shedeur Sanders, and it was really bad.
Yeah, not great. Do you have another one?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. I nominate Keith for calling earlier. So he was going to trash talk me and then gave me nothing. That was weak.
I had
Robles as well. They let the Colts fan, the little nerdy guy that does the, hey, Colts.
Go Colts!
He performed at halftime. Had a gospel choir behind him, too. Ridiculous. And this golfer, Ben Griffin, overdosed on creatine. He was having tremors. He four-putted one. He hit an OB on two. And then he triple bogeyed one, double bogeyed two, bogeyed three. He was 6 over through 3 holes and then was 7 under through 15, or his final 15.
He admitted that?
Admitted that he overdosed on creatine. Yeah. All right, what's winning? I think
McNutt.
I had Robles. That was a double up. Let's go Robles for his crash.
Yeah, it was going to be mine
show.
Too. So.
There we go. All right, does it for us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Brian doing the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. Joe George, last call right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Just you jump.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.